The great Saint Paul, the vessel of election, is indeed worthily to be glorified, for he also deserved to possess the 12th throne. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we praise God for the conversion of Saint Paul, formerly known as Saul. In his youth, Saul surpassed all his fellows in zeal for the Jewish law and traditions, becoming thereby a blasphemer, a persecutor, and the most outrageous enemy of Christ. Saul was one of those who participated to murder Saint Stephen by watching the garments of all who stoned that holy martyr. It's important for us to remember the connection between the stoning of Saint Stephen and conversion of Saint Paul. Saint Augustine tells that it was to the prayers of Saint Stephen for his enemies to which he ascribes the conversion of Saint Paul. If Stephen had not prayed, the church would never have had Saint Paul. After the martyrdom of Saint Stephen, the Jews raised a violent persecution against the church at Jerusalem, in which Saul marked himself above all others. By the power he had received from the Jewish high priest, Saul dragged the Christians out of their houses, loaded them with chains, and thrust them in the prison. Saul had them to be scourged in the synagogues and tried by using torture to get them to blaspheme the name of Christ. By the persecutions he committed, his name, Saul, became everywhere a terror to the faithful. Saul and his fellow persecutors left the followers of Christ in the Holy Land in such extreme necessity that even the remotest churches afterwards thought it was essential on them to make charitable contributions to their relief. In the fury of his zeal, Saul applied the high priest's permission to take up all the Christians at Damascus and bring them bound to Jerusalem, that they might serve as public examples of warning. But God was pleased to show forth in Saul his patience and mercy. God was moved by the prayers of Saint Stephen and his other persecuted servants, for now Saul's very enemies changed him, in the very heat of his fury, into a vessel of election. Saul was almost at the end of his journey to Damascus when he and his company were suddenly surrounded by a great light from heaven, brighter than the sun. They all saw the light, and being struck with amazement, they fell to the ground. Then Saul heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me?" Saul answered, "Who art thou, Lord?" Christ said, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the goad." In this Christ said, "By persecuting my church, you only make it flourish, and you just fight and hurt yourself." This mild reproach of our Redeemer, accompanied with a powerful interior grace, strongly affecting his soul. It cured Saul's pride, extinguished his rage, and brought at once a total change in him. Wherefore, trembling and astonished, he cried out, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Christ ordered him to arise and proceed on his journey to Damascus, where he should be informed of what he expected from him. There was a devout Christian in Damascus, much respected by the Jews for his irreproachable life and great virtue. His name was Ananias. Christ appeared to this holy disciple and commanded him to go to Saul. Ananias trembled at the name of Saul, being no stranger to the harm he had done in Jerusalem, or to the mission on which he was set out to Damascus. But our Redeemer overruled his fears and commanded him a second time to go to him, saying, "Go, for he is a vessel of election to carry my name before Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, and I will show him how much he has to suffer for my name." At the house of Ananias, Saul was baptized. He stayed some few days with the disciples at Damascus and began immediately to preach in the synagogues that Jesus was the Son of God, to the great astonishment of all that heard him. They said, "Is not this he who persecuted at Jerusalem those who invoked the name of Jesus, and who is come hither to carry them away prisoners?" In this manner, a blasphemer and a persecutor was made an apostle, the great apostle Saint Paul, and chosen to be one of the principal instruments of God in the conversion of the world. Saint Paul never recalled to mind this wonderful conversion without raptures of gratitude and praise to the divine mercy. The Church, in thanksgiving to God for such a miracle of his grace, from which it has inherited such great blessings, has ordered us to commemorate so miraculous instance of God's almighty power, and to propose to penitents a perfect model of a true conversion. May it permanently keep in our hearts the reminder that the mercy of God can melt even the coldest heart, and when our own efforts fail, a devout prayer to God, as that of Saint Stephen's, can truly work miracles. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.